proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Greetings, this is John Lawrence, and I am the Director of Ministries here at IBJM, and I have been sharing with you last few sessions of the program our amazing adventure in Mexico, and it really was indeed an amazing adventure. We had lots of exciting people. It was an exciting atmosphere, a very passionate atmosphere, where people have a great desire to serve the Lord, and there's really a very remarkable level of obedience to God's calling going on down there in Mexico. I had shared with you about that Fires of Evangelism conference. That was the context we were in. Pastors, missionaries from all over Mexico come to that. The church, really on the morning, afternoon, and evening sessions, was entirely packed out, and people were even flowing out into the street, I have to say, standing up in the back with the doors open. There were many different speakers, many different missionary presentations, and in the mornings each day of the conference, for three different sessions, 45, 50-minute sessions, they had breakout sessions, and one of those breakout sessions were our sessions on Jewish evangelism, which compose what we call the four-day focus on Jewish missions, and we ended up having 9 sessions in those meetings. Evangelistic sessions, and we had probably around 50, maybe 60 people who attended each of those sessions, and these were people who were in the church from other parts of Mexico who just wanted to learn more about Jewish evangelism. Now, some of them were some of the same candidates I mentioned earlier in the programs who were seeking to be applicants for Jewish missions. The church was just very exciting. Everything went from morning until night. We started at 8:30 in the morning, and we were still there 10 o'clock at night. And, of course, in Mexico, they eat dinner after the service, so we had dinner around 10:15 at night. If you would enjoy a late-night dinner, you'd like it there. But we could see God's marvelous plan unfolding, just people everywhere interested in the gospel, interested in evangelism, getting the gospel into all the world. There was a clear emphasis on the importance of Jewish missions, which was very thrilling, and, of course, the importance of evangelism among Jewish people as they really focused on God's marvelous plan to get the gospel to all the world, to the lost. Pastor Ramos, who hosted the conference, really welcomed us very warmly, and he supported us throughout the week, and he just encouraged people to be a part of what we were doing there, and so that was a real blessing to have that support. He actually preached an excellent closing message for our candidate school, and he challenged those who attended our candidate school to count the cost and to fully engage to serve the Lord wherever they might sense the calling to do so. So that was a really moving message at the end of our candidate school. Now, on a final note, I'd just say that these young men and women that we met are very high-caliber missionary candidates. They're worthy of support. It's important to note with those on deputation that we met with, too, that most of these young people are raising the better part of their support in Mexican churches. Some are raising all of their support in their own country. Some others do travel to the States. They're in Spanish-speaking churches, and a very few speak pretty good English and do seek some support in American churches. But most of the support is coming from Mexico itself, from their churches. But if you're interested in supporting one of these families or you'd like more information, you can give me a call here at the mission. That's area code 423-876-8150, and I'd be happy to talk with you about some of them. The Lord is really doing a great work in equipping these people for service in missions and in Jewish communities in particular in many, many diverse countries on nearly every continent. So all I can say is glory to God and praise to Him for what great things He has done with our neighbor there in Mexico south of the border. It's a wonderful work indeed. And I was reminded of a verse that I share with you in closing. Says, sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people His doings. That's Psalm 9:11. And sometimes we have a negative image of Mexicans and Mexico here in our country, unfortunately. But God is doing some great things down there. And so I'm happy to share with you the rest of the story.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.